Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Thanksgiving is next week, and Tom and I, we're already seeing Christmas decorations, lights, and trees are up. Are you longing for Christmas? Have you started to buy your favorite gardener their Christmas present? Or maybe you don't know what to get. Well, we have Randy Schultz. He is with Schultz Communications. He is going to join us to give us some great ideas from home, garden, and homestead. And we're also answering your questions. If you've never asked a question, why don't you give Tom and I a call? 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. So join Randy, Tom, Joni, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
To review your health insurance marketplace coverage and decide if you need to make changes. Remember, open enrollment is only November 1st to December 15th. Time is limited. You may be able to get a better deal with a plan that offers more services. Need free help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help find the best plan for you. Visit coveringflorida.org today and make a free appointment or call 877-813-9115 and connect with a local navigator. That's 877-813-9115. Deadline to enroll is December 15th. Visit coveringflorida.org today and get started.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm joining Tom, Joni, and Kelly. We have a great hour coming up for you. Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead is going to be joining us. If you want to be part of our program, you can call in about 15 minutes, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at any time, 23680. If you're on Facebook, please go to our Better Lawns and Gardens page and you can like us. And you can also post your garden gardening questions and any photographs. We'd love to see your plants and flowers. I know we get some from Beverly and Mike. They're so good at sending plants in. We love to see that. I was even able to help Mike select some plants for his pots on his patio this last week. You can also go to betterlawns.com and download any shows you've missed, catch up on all the November gardening tours, and you can ask questions as well. Tom will answer you right away on those. If you'd like to receive my monthly newsletter, In Your Backyard, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can sign up. It's free, and you don't get any spam. It has my landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper, my design tips, and also more information on my Brandywine Extravaganza Garden Tour next June. That's going to be a wonderful excursion for anyone who loves to visit gardens. If you're a garden geek and a garden nerd, you're going to want to go with me. So it's going to be lots of fun. Tom, Joan, Kelly, how is your Christmas shopping going on?
Slow.
Non-existent.
I don't know. Kelly, how about you?
Non-existent.
Yeah. Non-existent.
I really think that if you want to get out there and get something special, you better do it. I mean, if you want the standard things, you know, that'd be fine. But if you want something special, I think people are out there shopping and online. My guess.
What did he say? Is he been shopping?
A little. I have at least one thing for you.
I'm sorry. I made it. Yeah.
There you go. Well, I think I've been shopping for Christmas since the pandemic started. So that's, I still need more.
But you got a big family, and you've got what, a new granddaughter coming?
I do. Olivia Elizabeth is supposed to come December 3rd. So we're really excited about that. Derek and Anna, they're just going to, I just can't wait. So Anna looks great, and we're really excited. Thank you.
And Kelly just had a new
family.
That's right. He had a little nephew there. So yes. It's a great year. That's what the pandemic will do. You got to find things to do, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Well, we have one of our favorite gardening experts joining us right now. HomeGardenHomestead.com is an excellent website for anyone looking for modern garden and home ideas. Randy Schultz is the editor of the award-winning website, Home Garden and Homestead, and he's brought us some terrific Christmas gift ideas for your best friend, your family gardener, and anyone who loves to garden. Welcome, Randy.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
You're out there in cold country. You've had some cold weather this year.
Yes, we have. So if you live in Florida, count your blessings, because we just got through, a week or two of warmer than normal weather. It actually hit 72 degrees for us about a week ago. Yesterday's high was 49, so it's back to normal.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's back to normal. Oh, that's normal. Oh, my goodness gracious. So what do you do in your garden this time of the year, Randy? Do you just close it up for the holidays?
Pretty much. You know, we've got some potted plants that we're still trying to keep alive. I've got a mum that's still alive on the front porch. But I have to bring it in when it gets below freezing. So there isn't much gardening going on outside. It all comes inside.
Well, you have been working with Santa, going through garden catalogs and shopping online for Christmas presents. Tell us what you found that are just excellent ideas for the favorite gardening person that you want to buy for.
Well, there are a lot of really cool things this year, and most of them you can buy online. So even if you can't make it out to the stores, how about something for a houseplant? Everybody's got houseplants. There's a new product called the Hydro Bloom, and it's a new way to keep potted plants happily watered. It's got a little clear plastic globe at the top, and underneath that is a terracotta stake that you stick into the potting soil. So you fill up the little globe with water. It holds about 6.5 ounces, which is enough to keep a normal potted plant hydrated for about a week. Plants love this thing. It looks cool, and it's only about $10.
Yeah, and it does look neat, doesn't it? And it's a great stocking stuffer, so you can get that. And I think that's just a really cool idea, and it helps because everybody doesn't know exactly when to water, so it's a great idea.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get a couple myself, Tom. I don't know about you, but I as many plants as I have, sometimes one or two of them doesn't get watered because I just forget.
So. Don't we all?
Don't we all? Yes, yeah. I follow up too. Hey, I see something here neat for Joni, and this is this cobra head long-handled weeder. So that'd be just great for her. She doesn't have to get down and pull the weeds, right, Joni?
What is that?
There's a picture of it right there.
Oh, ooh, that could.
Joni, are you asking what a weed is or what this tool is?
I'm looking for something that Joni can do the weeding.
I always find something else to do.
Well, yeah, sometimes we have to weed whether we want to or not. And what I like about the cobra head tool, they've had a hand tool for a long time. They finally put a cobra head blade on a long handle, so you can weed while you're standing up, and that takes a lot of the back-breaking labor out of it. The cobra head blade actually looks sort of like a cobra head. It's this really tough steel blade, and it really cuts through the dirt. It grabs those weeds, and I can tell you it really is a great stand-up weeding tool. I've never really liked to weed standing up. I'd like to get down and dirty, but this one really saves your back.
Well, it's cobra head just makes great tools, and I have their small hand one, and it works fantastic. So this one is sure to be a winner with anyone who has to weed.
Where do you get it?
It really is, and just check out cobrahead.com or go to homegardenhomestead.com. I've got all these posted on our website at the very first story, so you can check these out. You know, and gardening isn't only about weeding. And this time of year, it's kind of nice. You get a break and you can actually sit down and read a little bit about gardening. So I think a subscription to Green Prince magazine is a great holiday gift for anybody who likes to garden, because this is the only magazine that kind of covers the human side of gardening, the experience and the humor. And it's just a great little magazine. It's sort of like the Reader's Digest for gardeners. As a matter of fact, underneath the title on the cover, it says the Weeder's Digest.
That's so cute.
It's pretty funny. it was
voted the best small gardening magazine of the year several times, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, GardenCom, the International Association of Garden Communicators, has given this magazine, Green Prince, the best small garden magazine award at least a couple of times.
Yeah, so many personal stories in it. It makes it so nice, and you can sit down and identify with them, and it works out well. How about the mushroom starter kit, shiitake? I think I pronounced that right. I know a lot of people like to grow mushrooms at home, and I know Teresa says Halloween's over, but it still could be fun.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. You know, not many of us have grown mushrooms, so it's kind of a cool gardening challenge. And it's also, if you like mushrooms, this is a great way to grow exotic mushrooms for pennies. Shiitake mushroom kits have everything you need to grow mushrooms, except you're going to have to get five or six little logs, because what you're going to do is, with the little drill bit that comes with it, you're going to drill holes in the logs and then put these little mushroom spawn in there, and they're gonna grow. I mean, over the next few years, you're gonna be able to harvest your own mushrooms from this little kit. Very cool.
And I guess they tell you what type of logs to get.
Well, yeah, it needs to be a hardwood as opposed to a pine. But other than that, it can be any kind of logs. But if you don't want to grow mushrooms outdoors, they also have a tabletop kit. And that's pretty cool. You can grow them on your kitchen counter. Very, very interesting and a very unusual gift for gardeners.
I love it. I think if you're a cook, that's one of the things you can get for your favorite chef is to let them grow their own mushrooms. I think that's going to be so exciting. Now, there are two books that you're recommending this year, and I really think all the Garden Club members across the country will be getting these two books because they just go right after the heart of garden clubs with Floral Arrangement and Slow Flowers. Tell us about those.
Yeah, these are both really nice hardcover books with lots of color pictures. The first one's called Slow Flowers Journal, Volume 1, by Deborah Prinzing. And she's the lady about 7 years ago who created the Slow Flowers Movement. And that's all about harvesting and growing locally grown flowers as sustainably as you can. So this is not only about the new trend, but it's about how to do it, how to grow flowers and how to put together a really great arrangement. And then for those who are really into flower arranging, there's a book called Flower Arranging, and it might be the best book on the subject ever produced, because it's got more than 150 floral designs, ranging from like basic things to really advanced and contemporary. And it's, the photos show you exactly how to make the arrangements. And you can look like a professional even though you've never made a flower arrangement in your life. And that's, I love these kind of books that make something really easy and are just gorgeous as you flip through them.
That sounds amazing. Now, Randy, you have more gifts on your website, Home Garden and Homestead. You got a power planter, the peppermint candy plant, and amaryllis. And so your website again is Homestead Garden and homegardenandhomestead.com, right?
Exactly. Home Garden and Homestead, all spelled out. And go check it out. The story is the very first thing you're going to see when you go to the homepage of the website.
Well, we'll definitely post it on Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page for all our listeners to go to. Thank you so much, Randy, for coming on Better Lawns and Gardens and bringing these Christmas gifts. They're so wonderful, and they can order them right online and go right to your site to get them. I hope you and Patty and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Randy. Thank you. Have a great holiday season.
All right, hon. Bye-bye. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The annual election period for Medicare is now through December 7th. Need help choosing a Medicare plan? Call Sunsure Insurance, your local Florida Blue Medicare agency. We have over a decade of experience serving the Medicare community and can help you pick the plan that is right for you. Enjoy plans that offer $0 monthly plan premiums, money to purchase over-the-counter items, supplemental benefits for the chronically ill that qualify, and dental, vision, and hearing coverage at no additional cost. So call Sunsure Insurance at 866-261-7104 to schedule your private appointment. That number again is 866-261-7104. Call today. Not all benefits are available in all plans. Florida Blue is a PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Florida Blue Medicare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Florida Blue or Florida Blue Medicare depends on contract renewal. Florida Blue and Florida Blue Medicare are independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is my favorite time where you can call us with your gardening questions. We love to do that. We'd love to talk with you, so give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. And we have had some text messages asking for To Go Slowly on the website for Randy Schultz's Home Garden and Homestead. And so that's what it is, Home Garden Homestead and Homestead.com. Home,
yes,
Garden, and
Homestead.
Oh, okay. HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. The four words are all spelled out, .com. And if you Google Home Garden and Homestead, it'll come up too. It's the guide to modern living. And Randy's gifts for gardeners this holiday season is right there on the page up in the upper left corner. And it looks great. It looks like you just want to open the door and just get all of those gifts. Tom?
Yeah, the one person that texted me here said they want to know about the water, and if they go on that page there, then they can find out how to get a hold of the watering
device. That HydroBloom, yes, that HydroBloom is cute. It looks just like a Victorian globe, and you can just stick it. It's plastic, so even if the cat knocks it over getting into your plants, it's not going to break, and it'll water your plants for a week. I think it's a wonderful idea, very easy, and it's something everybody can use.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of lonely here, folks, so text me at 23680, and I know Kelly needs to be woken up there, so give him a call at 407-916-5400. Okay. Hey, I've got a text message here for us, and here is a leftover one, actually, and it says they have a fiddle leaf fig, okay?
Okay.
And the fiddle leaf fig is getting leggy and lost its lower leaves, and I assume that they have it inside as a house plant. And fiddle leaf fig probably doesn't make the best house plant, especially in some of our low light areas. What do you think?
I think it needs definitely a lot more light, because I've seen them grow to like 20 feet tall out in the in yards and landscapes, and they love the full sun. So brightest light possible out in a patio pool area with just the bird cage or the pool cage over it, and it needs a lot more light than it's probably getting.
Yeah, that's what's causing the lower leaf loss. And when you see that on any of your indoor foliage plants, lower leaf loss, top looks pretty good, maybe the plants get a little leggy, that tells you it's a light problem. So you really need to get on it.
So now, Tom, would you recommend them to cut it back down to, like 2 feet tall or whatever, and let it start to leaf out again, or just let it grow tall and leggy?
You know, it depends on how leggy it really is. But if it's really too leggy, yeah, cut it back and let it start to regrow again. If it's not too bad, then you just tolerate it, I would think. But definitely they've got to find another location, that's for sure.
Sure. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. Got another question here if you're ready for one.
Sure.
And it goes like this. They said they have three quite tall sable palms. That's our cabbage palm. And I don't know what quite tall is, but they have lots of seed pods in each one of them there. They want to know if they can take them out And if they have brown branches, can they take those out also? What do you think?
I think so. They can take out the brown branches. You know, we try and leave some of them because that makes a good wildlife resource. The dead fronds for our pollinators, our nighttime pollinators, and for birds and little critters. But they can definitely cut them off once the frond is completely brown. And then I always make a habit of after they flower and they start to produce fruit to cut those off, because those will reseed easily and you got a little problem underneath the palm tree in a couple of years.
Yeah, Joni and I really don't like to see the palms pruned back very far. And she just said no.
You know, that's called a skirt. So, I mean, there is a good purpose for them, you know, and it may look funny just having one there, but once you get, you know, 10, 20, 30 of them, you know, coming down.
Yeah, that can become a problem, that's for sure. So if we have that problem with the palms, just go ahead and if you have a lot of them and you want to get them off, you can cut them off. Anything is brown or the seed pods, you can cut those off too, and that will work out fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, let's see. If you want to, Texas, here I am. Should I cover my Christmas cactus to induce their blooms? Text number, by the way, is 23680. I looked at my Christmas cactus. I don't see any buds yet, and it's out where it gets no nighttime light. Have you looked at any of the Christmas cactus yet, Teresa?
Yeah, I mean, they're not starting to bud yet. They're a little late this year, but I mean, it's more holding off the water that kind of induces them to go into bloom. So that and more of the nighttime light, the nighttime lighting. So make sure you're not watering them too much, and make sure they're not getting any light at night.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Should I cover my Christmas cactus? I don't know if they're in an area where there's nighttime light and they don't have any way to stop that nighttime light, then I would go ahead and cover them, yeah. And
yep.
You have to do it from dusk to dawn. So
right, so they're going to have to take it off every day.
Yep, have to take it off every day. You know, the miracle behind the Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, and what we now call a holiday cactus is when I lived in Maryland, we would put them in our basement. We put them in our basement so they wouldn't get frozen. Minimal light down there, little light. And, you know, those things would bloom every holiday. It was just amazing.
Now, how early did you do that? Did you, how many weeks or days?
Had to be about October because we would get frost at that time. So we would move them down there probably in October, and I'd come in about the end of November, early December, and they'd be flowering. So I'd bring them up, put them on display, and then when they were done flowering, we'd take them back down again.
Wow. So I'm kind of curious about the cellars, and I would think the cellar would be cold. I mean, is it just cold for Florida? I mean, they would stay about 50, 60 degrees, or does it get any colder than that, or do they stay really warm?
Well, that's also where the furnace was. So there'd be a little extra heat down there. I don't think it, as I recall, we'd get below 70. Yeah, it was just kind of nice. But that's where the furnace was and everything. So that would work out well. But I think the other thing we need to talk about a little bit is the Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving. By the way, the holiday cactus is a hybrid between the Christmas cactus and the Thanksgiving cactus. And a lot of those were made by a person in Florida by the name of B.L. Cobia, who lived in Ocoee area. He died a few years ago. But he had a whole big greenhouse full of these hybrids that he had made. And so that's what they were, a hybrid between the Christmas and Thanksgiving cactus. But I think the major problem that most people have with them is they overwater them, and especially during the fall and winter months. What do you think?
They are a succulent, and when they start to get really wrinkled or they start turning a purplish color, you're watering them too much. And so basically, I would just treat them like they are a cactus and just go ahead and stick your finger in the pot. And if it's cool, you know, cool, moist, or damp, don't water it at all and make sure it's getting enough sunlight so that it uses up that water and it dries up. You know, so overwatering is not good.
Now, during the summertime, it is a tropical cactus.
Mm-hmm.
It does have thorns and everything. It's tropical. But during the summertime, it can take a lot more moisture.
Sure. But that's because the temperatures are warmer. As we go into the fall and winter, the temperatures are cold, and they don't need that water.
Yeah, very good. Okay, here's another text message. We took care of that, I think, pretty well. Let's see. I have a big, beautiful oak tree. Is there a grass that will grow under a large oak tree that has some superficial roots, the tree has the roots on the surface? What do you say?
I'm not a big fan of putting grass underneath trees, only because, you know, oak trees have surface roots. And if you have to mow underneath that tree, you're just going to keep nicking those roots and you're going to have lots of little suckers coming up. And put something else underneath it, create a bed underneath it, and don't mow.
Well, that's what they're saying. They have superficial roots there. And so if that's the case, I don't think there's a grass that'll grow under a big oak tree very well. I mean, your best crack at it is one of the shade-tolerant St. Augustines, but when you get more than 25% shade, even those St. Augustines start going out. So,
you know, and if you want to see something green underneath it that you can kind of walk on, I don't know what they want to use the tree for, you know, maybe to put some chairs out or something, but you can use that mondo grass. Dwarf mondo grass grows really well underneath oak trees, and you don't need to mow it.
Yeah, and I use Asiatic jasmine as another one.
That's another good one.
It's a favorite place for my bromeliads also, so as long as I'm getting the shade there.
Sure.
Work out pretty well.
Nice and colorful.
I've got a lot of them coming in, so feel free, folks, to keep texting me, 23680, or you can call us at 407-916-5400. And here's another one. It says, I have a ZZ plant, house plant. Everybody knows ZZ house plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most tough, durable house plants you can have. It says, does it need a bit of sun, and how poisonous is it to cats? I don't know how poisonous it is to cats.
It is poisonous. I wouldn't say, you know, toxic. I wouldn't encourage, if you've got a cat that eats it, I would try and keep the cat away, dogs too as well. So you don't want to do that. But they do not like sun at all. And so this is one of the best plants you can get for an apartment or a house with has little windows. So it's a good plant, and it's very tolerant of no sunlight.
Yeah, but it needs light. It does need.
It does need some light, yes. But I even think if you've got one window, or, you know, it doesn't need to be right up next to that window. But it does need some light. All plants need some light, but it doesn't need a lot.
There we go. Break time?
Break time it is. We're going to be right back with more of In Your Backyard. Listen to me going back there. Boy, blast from the past there.
Yeah.
You can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This holiday season, give them the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to fashionable accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide is packed with great ideas for everyone on your list. For a gift that keeps on giving all year long, pick up the quiet, lightweight, and long-running performance of the Steel AK Homeowner Series of battery-powered tools. Convenient all-in-one sets featuring tool, battery, and charger start at only $199.95. Legendary Steel performance is easy to use, easy to give, and hard to beat. Find the perfect gifts and wrap up all your holiday shopping at your local Steel dealer. Or shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on our website, Better Lawns and Gardens, or you can find it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. You can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. And Tom, we had someone text in saying they wanted to know more about the magazine that Randy talked about, and that's called Green Prints Magazine. And if you go to homegardenandhomestead.com, you can go on there and you can find the magazine. You can also get it to at www.greenprints.com. And so it's a lovely magazine. So we have a call from Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
Well, I think I'm okay. I checked. Yeah, so, I'm okay.
Yeah, last I checked, I am too. But hey, happy Thanksgiving. I've got a couple questions, but my main one is for my dearly beloved bride here. She likes gardenias, and I had one planted and it died. And our roses are, I don't know, they're not, they got white leaves. The stems seem kind of like mildewy, so I cut them all back, fertilized them. But if they don't, I think she wants gardenias. But it's in a sunny area, and I guess they like sun. And I had one for a few years that had died. I think it got too much water. Could you tell me a little bit about gardenias?
Yeah. Teresa, you want to start?
I would love to. They are an easy plant to grow if they're not overwatered. They love a pH of 4.5 to 5.5, and they can take sun or shade. They'll need a little bit more water in the sun, but they are an easy plant. You want to make sure they have good air circulation because they can get some disease and insect issues with not proper care. Tom?
Yeah, I like to keep mulch over the surface of the soil. I fertilize them four times a year, March, May, August, and early October. And the biggest problem you have, I guess, is with the blooms, with the thrips. And you can use one of the controls for thrips, such as a spinosad or spinosad. And the other problem is scale insects, but you can use systemic like the BioAdvance tree and shrub protect and feed. So I think out of all the plants but that you have like that, it's one of the higher maintenance, but the rewards are big when you get all those fragrant blooms. So
exactly.
So I
really
like the other thing is make sure you get grafted plants. Guess is most of them coming in except for the low-growing ground cover type gardenias.
The radicans.
Not grafted. But the main varieties, Miami Supreme and all those
Frost-proof.
Probably are.
Yeah, Frostproof's my favorite. So that'll be a good one for you. So they do fine, Roy. So try the gardenias and let us know how you do.
How, like, can I like keep them about 3 feet tall? Like prune them so they don't get real big, or?
No, I'd let them grow. You don't want to keep them down like you would the roses.
Okay. Yeah, because I try to keep them down, and then how high should I let them grow? Just grow naturally,
they'll grow 8-10 feet tall and wide.
Oh wow,
they're big.
Yeah, I've got several clients that they're over the rooftop.
Whew! Yeah. I got to look for a different place for them then.
Now you do have the little lower growing ones, but they aren't grafted, and I find that they struggle.
Uh huh.
I don't know, Teresa, what's your experience?
Yeah, I do have a little bit of issues sometimes with the ones that aren't grafted. Again, the pH is important. Just keeping it healthy and keeping it disease and pest free is going to make sure that they last a little bit longer. They are a little higher maintenance, but the ones that are really tall that you can let grow and just forget about, they are amazing. The Miami Supreme is just beautiful, and it's so fragrant, and it's just a wonderful one. Makes a nice, you know, full privacy hedge.
Ah, yep. I never thought of that. Yeah, cool.
And they do sometimes need a little extra magnesium.
Yes.
So you can provide that with just some Epsom salts.
Okay. Now, you have time to talk about vegetables?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Well, one is, I don't know what's getting my plants. All the leaves are, I know I got snails and everything. I know up north sometimes I'd put down Epsom salt. Would that control them at all, the, you know, like the salt on the ground or?
No, you get the regular natural bait for slugs and snails.
Ah, okay.
Iron phosphate, and it'll work just fine for you.
There you go. But also, too, you know, so, Roy, when you have snails, what's the issue? The issue is being too wet.
Ah.
So you want to make sure that you're not overwatering and that the sun, you know, dries it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's, yeah. I this was the worst year I've had for them.
And, we've had a wet year.
Yeah, we're about 4 inches ahead in your area there for the year.
For water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be it. My other question is, we both of us have been laid up, and our dogs, we are taking care of dogs and one another, and I haven't gotten any beets or peas in. I still have time to do that, don't I? Or
I sowed my beet seed yesterday.
Sure.
My pea seed hasn't gone in yet, so you're right on time.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. Thank you so much, Roy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Tom, we've got some calls coming in, but let's go ahead and take a break. Rico, hang in there. We're going to be getting to your questions next. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
In Florida, 75% of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities occur at night. Many drivers say they never saw them. Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see pedestrians is often fatal. Drivers, always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. Pedestrians, be visible at night, wear brighter reflecting clothing, and carry a light. And if you plan on riding a bike at night, always use lights so you can be seen. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your Deland Nursery and Garden Center, 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. You still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We now have one of our longtime listeners, Rico in Valcarious, on the line with us. Good morning, Rico.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, where you been? Haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been listening.
Good. Okay. How can we help you today?
I'm having a terrible time with tomatoes this season. They're healthy looking. They're just not setting any fruit. How are yours doing, Tom?
Terrible. You know, I think it's fairly common, and I've talked to some of my other fellow gardeners, like Bob Hodelina. I was talking with him, and his are just starting to set. It's just been too hot. I think all the rains and everything have really messed us up too. But yours are normal. As long as the plants look good, there's hope that you'll get some fruits. I've been picking a few, but not very many. But you're normal. I don't know whether that makes you feel good to be normal or not, but you are.
Normal's okay. Normal's okay. Okay, so it's not something I'm doing wrong then. I'm doing my normal low nitrogen fertilizer. Spraying with spinosad and, you know, trying to give them the normal care. They're just not setting fruit. The blossoms seem to abort. I think on 20 plants, I have maybe 6 or 8 tomatoes.
Yep, that's what's happening right now. So it's just the weather that we've had that's really kind of messed us up.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
There you go, Rico.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right. And, Tom, we have some text messages.
I have one here. It's a ground cover that a nursery sold me, the person said. They call it a rabbit's hair fern. It said it's spreading, and I wonder how I keep it under control. I do not know a rabbit's hair fern. I know a rabbit's foot fern. I don't know what to tell the person. Maybe they can send me a picture, or maybe they can find out the scientific name. They can get up on our website and get it to us that way, or send it to me, TomMack1996@AOL.com. But we normally don't grow rabbit's foot as a ground cover.
So, no, that's really interesting that they were sold it as a ground cover. And I just did it say what city he was in?
Yeah, Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So we need a little more information to help you out there. I know there was one when I was up north that was called crow's foot fern, and that was a ground cover.
Yeah. And then there's the rabbit ears plant, which is the lamb's ear. It's just another common name for lamb's ear, but I've never heard of a rabbit hair's fern. So
no,
that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, we have a call from John in Havana. Good morning, John.
Hi, John. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a flame red grapefruit.
And
it has discoloration on the fruit about the size of a nickel, and then it turns really dark, and it's a little rotted spot there. About half the fruit are that way, and they drop. The other half are okay, but it's getting worse.
Yeah, this is a little fungus that's coming in and affecting the fruits. What I would do on that is get a copper fungicide and follow the label to try to keep that fungus under control.
There you go.
Okay. Wouldn't do any good to do it. Would it do any good to do it this year or just wait until next spring?
Oh, I'd go ahead and do it because the grapefruit are just starting to ripen. Just make sure you follow the label on it. Make sure that you're fertilizing the trees, too. Sometimes those things are fruits that are a little weakened because they haven't had an adequate fertilizer. So make sure you use a citrus fertilizer, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Tom, text messages?
Yeah, it says, what was the name of the hedge you mentioned a few callers ago? And it was the gardenia, and that was Miami Supreme that you talked about using it as a hedge.
Yes, it gets very tall. I mean, it's just a wonderful plant, but when it's all in bloom, it's just amazing. So, and it takes sun or shade, so you can have it, you know, going underneath an oak tree. You know, if you've got to go into a sunny area, it makes a good transition plant.
Good. Now, here's another one. They want to know what our favorite annuals are for the cooler growing conditions.
Oh, I love those. Yep, pansies and violets and stock and what else? Foxgloves and delphiniums. Petunias, yes, I always forget petunias. And alyssum is another good one that's nice and fragrant and goes really nice by a sidewalk or up to the front door. And what else?
Dusty Miller. Did you mention dianthus?
No, dianthus is great.
And geraniums. You know, geraniums like this cool weather. They just don't like to be down there where it's going to freeze. So, and geraniums might just start to show up at garden centers. Normally, not a whole lot of them around at this time of the year, but they're out there. I also have on my list cabbage and kale. So those are the ornamental forms of it. And those, you see, you said snapdragons. Did you say snapdragons?
No, I didn't say snapdragons. That's a good one.
Boy, you missed some of my favorites.
I know. That's why I'm here, so I can say the ones that you don't say.
I know. And I like the rocket snaps. I have been growing rocket snaps since I was a little kid, since about 14 or 15. Joni laughs about that.
Yeah.
But they're kind of neat. They grow way tall. They'll grow 3-4 feet tall and produce nice big heads. But also,
what about hollyhocks?
My hollyhock seed is up. I told Joni yesterday I need to transplant the seeds, and they will do well also. So we have a whole list of things, but if I had to go with the number one, would be petunia, and then you said the pansies and the violas. And, of course, I grow delphinium. A lot of people don't grow them, but you can get the plants in the springtime.
Thank you so much, Tom. We want to thank Tony Smith of Mobot and Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead for coming on. Thank you, Joni, for all the good information on cold weather plants. Kelly Velez, thank you for producing the show. Thank you to our callers and texters. We're going to join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Teresa Watkins. Take care, everyone. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
this is Florida's
everybody.
Talk and Entertainment Network.
Woo!
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.